All right, let's fire things up today and dive into something maybe not everyone has thought much about, but it's actually super important for people who love to cook, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all walked into a kitchen where the ventilation was bad and been like, oh, I got to get out of here.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Kitchen ventilation. Specifically, we're going to be focusing on India today, and we're talking about kitchen chimneys in India. So maybe not something that everyone listening to this has thought about, but as I said, super important.
Yeah.
I found this really interesting YouTube video that we're going to be using as our source material for our deep dive today.
Yeah.
It's from this channel called Home Interior Design, and it was really cool.
Really interesting channel.
Yeah, they were comparing and contrasting ducted versus ductless range hoods, which they call chimneys in India.
I think that's actually a really good point, right off the bat. The terminology can be different in different parts of the world. So chimneys in India are basically what a lot of us might know as range hoods.
And I have to admit, when I first saw the title of this video, I was like, wait, a chimney in the kitchen? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, you kind of picture like a fireplace, right? Like a traditional chimney.
I know. I was picturing Santa Claus trying to squeeze his way down into the kitchen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's basically just a fan above your stove, and it's for, sucking away all that smoke and those lingering smells from your delicious cooking.
Which, let's be honest, sometimes those smells can be pretty intense, especially in Indian cooking.
Yeah, and I think we all have those moments where, maybe we burn something a little bit, or we're cooking with a lot of spices and the whole house starts to smell like,
You've been cooking all day, even though you just started 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you really wish you had a good chimney working for you.
You realize how important ventilation is.
Big time. So, what we're going to do today in this deep dive is really help you guys out there, who maybe are thinking about getting a new kitchen chimney, or maybe you're just curious about, what's the difference between ducted and ductless. By the end of this deep dive, you will be a chimney expert, at least when it comes to chimneys in India.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sounds great to me. Let's do it.
All right, so let's jump right into it. So, ducted versus ductless, this is the big showdown
For
for
an eternal
me.
question.
Yeah. So, can you break it down for us? What is the core difference between these two types of chimneys?
So basically, a ducted chimney, imagine this, it's got a pipe, right? This pipe we call the duct.
Ah, okay, so that's where the name comes from.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that pipe, that duct, is going to vent all the smoke and the fumes from your cooking, everything, all those smells, straight outside your home.
Okay, so it's like a direct escape route for all that
It's
stuff.
exactly straight out of there.
Okay, got it. Now, what about ductless?
All right, so ductless is a little bit different. Think of it more like an air purifier, but for your kitchen. It's going to filter the air, trap all that grease, those odors, and then it just recirculates the clean air back into your kitchen.
Okay, so it's more like what happens in the kitchen stays in the kitchen kind of situation.
Exactly, it's all contained.
Got it. So you've got the ducted, which is venting it outside, and the ductless, which is filtering it and keeping it inside.
Precisely.
Okay. Interesting. So the YouTube video that we're using as our source material, they seem to have a pretty strong opinion on which one is better.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
Yeah. Which one is it?
They are team ducted all the way.
Ducted. Really? Why? What is it about ducted chimneys that makes them so much better in their eyes?
Well, they make a pretty compelling case. And honestly, as I was watching it, I was like, these are good points. They really emphasized how much better ducted chimneys perform, how much easier they are to maintain, and just like the overall cost effectiveness in the long run. So it kind of got me thinking too, you know?
Interesting. So I definitely want to dive into each of those points because I'm curious now too. But before we do, I just want to set the stage a little bit. So, are they saying that like ductless is never a good option? Or are there specific situations where maybe ductless might be okay?
That's a good question. They do touch upon a few specific scenarios where ductless might be the only option. But yeah, they overwhelmingly recommend ducted. Like, that's their go-to, their champion.
Got it. Okay. So let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Why ducted? Tell me about the performance aspect. Why do they say ducted chimneys perform better?
All right. So picture this. You're cooking up a storm, spices are flying, and that smoke is billowing up.
Ooh, yeah. I can smell it already.
With a ducted chimney, all of that is getting sucked away and literally like ejected from your house. It's gone.
Out into the atmosphere.
Gone. Vanished. No trace. So you don't have those lingering smells, you know, sticking to your furniture, your curtains. And it prevents that greasy buildup that can happen over time in your kitchen, you know, on your cabinets and everything. It's just like pure fresh air.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So it's like, it's not just containing the smells, it's actually removing them completely from your home.
Exactly.
Okay. So performance-wise, ducted definitely seems to have the upper hand. What about maintenance?
Yeah, that's another big one they highlighted. So with ducted chimneys, because all that grime is literally being vented outside,
Right. You're
not dealing with it inside your house.
Makes sense.
So they said you might need to do like an occasional deep clean of the chimney itself.
Okay.
But it's nothing compared to like the constant filter replacements that you had to do with a ductless system.
Oh, right. Because with ductless, it's filtering the air. So those filters are going to get dirty and you're going to have to replace them.
Exactly. And those filters, they can add up over time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's a recurring cost that you might not think about initially.
Exactly. That hidden cost.
Okay. So it sounds like from a maintenance standpoint, ducted is also winning. Is that what the video says?
Yeah, pretty much. Less cleaning. Fewer replacements, definitely easier to maintain in the long run. And then that kind of leads us to the last point, that cost effectiveness that they were talking about.
Right, right. So how does that all tie together?
Well, they're basically saying that, yeah, okay, maybe a ductless chimney might seem cheaper up front.
Right, because you don't have to install the ductwork.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But over time, all those filter replacements, those costs really add up. Mm. And so they're arguing that the ducted chimney, even though it might be a bit more of an investment initially, is actually the more cost-effective option over time.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's like you pay a little bit more up front, but then you save money in the long run.
Exactly. It's about that long-term vision.
Yeah, I like it. It's smart. But, you know, I have to admit, I'm a little bit skeptical.
Oh, yeah. What's making you raise an eyebrow?
Well, they're making a lot of good points, but I can't help but wonder about some of the potential downsides of ducted chimneys that they didn't really address. Like, wouldn't installing a duct system be a lot more complex, especially in older homes where you might not have existing ductwork?
That's a really good point and something that they didn't really delve into too deeply in the video. You're right. Installing a duct system could definitely be more challenging, especially in older homes or apartments where it might just not be feasible to add that kind of ductwork.
Yeah. And what about the noise factor? Are ducted chimneys known for being super loud?
You're hitting all the right questions. Yeah, noise is definitely something to consider. I mean, you don't want a chimney that sounds like a jet engine taking off every time you're cooking, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it sounds like there are definitely some things to think about when it comes to ducted chimneys. And I'm really curious to hear what the video has to say about the situations where, for whatever reason, ducted just isn't an option.
Yeah, like I said, they do touch on that. And they have a pretty interesting suggestion, but we'll get into that a bit later.
Ooh, a cliffhanger. All right, well, I can't wait to hear more.
So, yeah, they do mention that there are certain situations, right?
Yeah.
Where maybe you're in an older apartment.
Right.
And there's just, like, no way to install a duct, you know?
Yeah.
Like, physically impossible.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, you're renting and your landlord's like, nope, no drilling holes in my walls.
Right. Or maybe you're just trying to keep the renovation costs down, you know, and installing a whole duct system is just like way out of your budget.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So they do acknowledge that. Like, hey, there are going to be cases where ductless might be your only option.
Yeah, okay.
But then the question becomes, all right, if you're stuck with ductless, is there any way to, like, make it better, you know? Can you boost its performance somehow?
Right. Because their whole argument was that ducted performs so much better.
Exactly.
So if you can't go ducted, are you just stuck with a subpar chimney?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. They actually came up with this really cool, I guess you could call it a hack or like a workaround.
Okay.
And it's so like Indian, you know, they call it a jugad. It basically means like finding a clever solution using what you have, you know, being resourceful.
I love that. So what is this jugad solution for ductless chimneys?
Okay, so get this. They basically say combine your ductless chimney with an exhaust fan.
Wait, what? How does that even work?
I know, right? It sounds kind of crazy, but hear me out. So you've got your ductless chimney, which is already filtering the air, right? Trapping the grease, the particles.
Right.
But instead of just recirculating that filtered air back into the kitchen, you strategically place an exhaust fan nearby.
Okay.
And that exhaust fan is going to pull that filtered air and push it outside.
So it's kind of like creating an artificial duct system using the exhaust fan.
Exactly. It's brilliant, right?
Mm. That is actually really clever. I would have never thought of that. But wouldn't that make the kitchen super noisy? Like you've got the chimney fan going and then you've got this exhaust fan on top of that.
That's a valid concern, yeah. They do mention that, like, obviously the noise level is going to depend on the size and the power of both the exhaust fan and the ductless chimney that you're using.
Right.
So you want to make sure you're choosing ones that are, relatively quiet if noise is a concern for you.
Right.
But they also emphasize that a lot of it comes down to proper installation. Like if the exhaust fan is installed correctly and it's venting the air efficiently,
Right.
it shouldn't be too much louder than just having the chimney fan running on its own.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's kind of a balancing act, right? You want a powerful enough fan to move the air effectively, but not so powerful that it becomes a nuisance.
Exactly. It's all about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
But as I was thinking about this whole exhaust fan thing, it made me wonder about something else that the video didn't really address,
What's that?
the environmental impact.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point. We're so focused on keeping the air inside our homes clean, but what about the air outside?
Right. Like we're basically just taking all that smoke and grease and dumping it out into the atmosphere.
Then all those fans running, that's using energy, which also has an environmental impact.
Exactly. So it's like, are we just shifting the pollution problem from inside our homes to outside?
It makes you wonder, right?
It does.
Like, is there a way to have clean air both inside and outside?
That's the million-dollar question. And unfortunately, the video doesn't really offer any answers on that front.
Right.
It's very much focused on like the immediate benefits of these different chimney options,
All right, right. Like how well they perform in the kitchen, how easy they are to maintain, how much they cost, but they don't really delve into the bigger picture.
Exactly. And I think that's something that's really important to consider, especially as we're all becoming more aware of our environmental impact.
Absolutely. So it seems like this whole ducted versus ductless debate is a lot more complex than it might appear at first glance.
Oh, for sure.
There are so many factors to weigh, and it's not just about what's best for your kitchen, but also what's best for the environment.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, this has been a fascinating discussion so far, but I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on, like, where do we go from here? Are there any potential solutions out there that could address these environmental concerns?
I think there are definitely some avenues worth exploring, and maybe we can dive into those next.
So we've got this, like, almost a catch-22, right? Where ducted chimneys seem to be better in a lot of ways,
Yeah.
but then they might have these hidden environmental costs we
Right.
haven't really fully considered yet. It makes you wonder if there's like a third option out there that we
Yeah.
haven't even thought of.
Yeah, something that can give us like the best of both worlds, right?
Exactly.
Clean kitchen and a clean conscience.
I like it. So, what are your thoughts? Are there any solutions out there that could like bridge this gap?
Well, the video doesn't really go into this, but I was thinking, what if we could like really up the game when it comes to filter technology for ductless chimneys?
Oh, interesting.
Like, imagine a filter that's so advanced, it can trap even the tiniest little particles and neutralize odors completely,
Okay, yeah.
but without needing to be replaced all the time.
Right, because that's the big downside right now with the ductless, you've
Exactly.
got to keep replacing those
It's
filters.
expensive, it's wasteful.
Right.
Yeah, not ideal. But if we could have a filter that like basically lasts forever.
Oh, that would be a game changer. That would
Yeah.
make ductless so much more appealing.
Totally. And then you wouldn't have to worry about, venting stuff outside and all that.
It would be like the perfect solution.
Right. You get the performance of ducted, but without the environmental downsides.
And the maintenance would be so much easier too.
Exactly. You're hitting all the points. Less waste, less hassle. It's a win-win.
I love it. Okay, so that's one potential solution.
Yeah.
Better filter technology. What else? Any other ideas?
Well, this kind of goes hand in hand with the filter thing, but what about the fans themselves?
Oh, yeah, good point. They use energy, right?
Tons of it, especially those powerful ones that are like really good at sucking away all the smoke and stuff.
Right.
So I was thinking, what if we could develop fans that are like way more energy efficient?
Okay,
So they
yeah.
use like a fraction of the electricity, but
Hey.
still do a great job of ventilating the kitchen.
I mean, that would be huge, right? Because that would reduce the environmental impact significantly. It's
Exactly.
like we're not just thinking about what happens inside the kitchen anymore.
Right.
We're thinking about the whole picture.
The bigger picture, yeah. Think about sustainability, our carbon footprint, all of that.
I like it. So even if we don't have those super advanced filters and energy efficient fans just yet,
Right.
is there anything we can do like right now to be more mindful of the environment when it comes to kitchen chimneys?
Totally. I mean, a lot of it just comes down to being more conscious of how we use them, you know?
Okay, yeah. Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, for starters, like, don't run your chimney on full blast all the time.
Okay.
Like, if you're just simmering something, you probably don't need it on the highest setting.
Right.
Turn it down, save some energy.
Makes sense.
And then, like, make sure you're actually turning it off when you're done cooking.
Oh, yeah. I'm guilty of that. Sometimes I just forget and it keeps running.
It's so easy to do. Mm. But it's like, you know, those little things add up over time.
They do. They do. What else? Any other tips?
Well, make sure you're keeping your chimney clean.
Right. Regular maintenance.
Exactly. A clean chimney runs more efficiently, which means it uses less energy.
Okay, that's a good point. So I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
It's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of kitchen chimneys in India.
It really has.
And, you know, I think the key takeaway here is that there's no one-size-fits-all answer when it comes to choosing between ducted and ductless.
Yeah, for sure.
It really depends on your individual needs, your kitchen setup, your budget.
Your priorities.
Exactly. But no matter which option you go with, I think it's so important to be mindful of the environmental impact.
Couldn't agree more.
And who knows, maybe in the future, we won't even have to choose between ducted or ductless.
Mm.
Maybe there'll be some completely new technology that revolutionizes the way we ventilate our kitchens.
A whole new world of chimneys.
Right. It's exciting to think about. But for now, I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on.
Definitely.
So, as you embark on your own culinary adventures, remember to keep those chimneys clean, those kitchens fresh, and that planet healthy. Until next time.